Air pollution from Tijuana River travels for many miles, new study finds. A new study has found that pollutants in the Tijuana River, which carries untreated sewage from Tijuana into the Pacific Ocean, where it ends up on San Diego beaches, are also being released in the air as fine particles that can travel for miles. Samples from air and water along the coast from Tijuana, Mexico, to La Jolla, California, revealed that ocean aerosols contained illicit drugs, including enough to make a fish addicted and have withdrawals, drug byproducts produced from urine. As well as chemicals from tires and personal care products, researchers from UC San Diego said in a study released on May 28th and published in the journal Science Advances. The 120-mile-long Tijuana River in the Mexican state of Baja California empties millions of gallons of raw sewage, industrial waste, and runoff per day into the Pacific Ocean on the U.S. side of the border, making its way up San Diego beaches. The pollution has persisted for decades, but researchers say particles get released into the air when the river crashes into ocean waves, creating a toxic spray that's inhaled in the tens of nanograms per hour by those closest to the river in Imperial Beach. The global surge of untreated wastewater entering lakes, rivers, and oceans poses a growing health threat, one of the authors, distinguished professor of atmospheric chemistry Kimberly Prather, said in a statement to UCSD. Aerosolization of this polluted water exposes billions of people through airborne transmission, reaching far beyond those in direct contact and impacting countless others who inhale contaminated air that can travel for many miles. Beaches in San Diego, including Imperial Beach and Coronado, have been closed off and on for years due to dangerous levels of bacteria in the water from the river. Researchers said the implications for health need to be studied further. Researchers collected samples along the U.S., Mexico border, Imperial Beach, and Scripps Institution of Oceanography in La Jolla between January and March 2020. And because nothing has changed regarding how the raw sewage is processed, released, and managed, researchers say the findings are still relevant. Researchers used benzoylecanine, a cocaine byproduct found in urine, to trace sewage origins. After rainfall, BCG levels spiked in Imperial Beach ocean water alongside increased Tijuana River flows, with corresponding spikes in aerosols tied to sea spray emissions. The researchers found high correlations between BCG, methamphetamine, octinoxate from sunscreen, and dibenzylamine, a chemical found in tires. It's been shown that octinoxate can degrade DNA when exposed to light, Jonathan Slade, a co-author and associate professor of chemistry at UC San Diego, said in a statement to UCSD. And if it's in these tiny aerosols we're breathing in, it can get deep into our lungs and pass into our bloodstream. That's very concerning, especially considering the high levels at which we found it in the air. Researchers said air pollutants were significantly higher near the river mouth along the U.S., Mexico border, and in Imperial Beach than they were further up the coast in La Jolla. We simply don't know the human health implications of chronic exposure to these chemical pollutants, said Slade. Residents of Imperial Beach, one of San Diego's southernmost beaches on the front lines of the sewage crisis, have long complained of headaches, insomnia, respiratory illness, and foul smells. The river was recently designated as America's second most endangered river nonprofit environmental group, American Rivers. Often the sewage crisis is considered a water issue, and it is, but we show that it's in the air too. Truthfully, we don't yet know the acute health effects, said Slade. But the numbers we report can be incorporated into models to help us better understand what we're breathing in and how much we're exposed to. During a visit to the Tijuana River estuary in San Diego in April, Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Lee Zeldin said the Trump administration is working with Mexico to end the sewage crisis. Zeldin said that a lot of good, insightful ideas aimed at resolving the crisis had come out of a roundtable discussion with bipartisan leaders. We don't want the 70% solution or the 90% solution, but we all need to be on the same page on the 100% solution from the U.S. side, Zeldin said at a press conference at the time.